I'm Lauren Osberg, and this is my story, The Perpetrator. So a few months after I told this story, I got a flat tire in the parking garage of my office building. And then 2 days later, after I got it repaired, the same tire was flat again. And I thought, this is a perfect coda to that story.
I'm sitting in my car in a parking garage in the office building where I work as a lawyer, and I'm freaking out a little bit. I just get that feeling that something's wrong, something's different, something's off. You know, the hairs on my arms start standing up. I've already, in walking to my car, looked to see if there are any suspicious characters about or if there's anyone hiding in the seat behind me ready to kidnap me. But I do it again anyway. I check the rear view mirror. No suspicious characters. I glance dramatically in the seat behind me. There's nothing there but my kid's car seat. But then I look in front of me. My keys are in the ignition, and there's a new light on the dashboard. And then I look to the right, and I see that my parking brake is up. And this is it, because I'm from Ohio. I only drive on flat lands. I've never used my parking brake. And my parking brake is one of the ones that I think you need to like push the button and then pull it up. So it requires an act of volition to put my parking brake in place. I call my friend Amy, both because I call my friend Amy on my commute, and also because in situations like this, I like to have a witness, you know, someone who could tell the police that I saw it coming, and sort of a place where the forensic evidence could begin, right? So Amy and I have been friends long enough that she is calm and collected when I open the phone conversation by saying, so listen, my parking brake is up, and I know there's like a very slim possibility that this is an opposing party who's broken into my car to like mess with my head, but I'm reading John Grisham's The Firm, and I also just like can't come up with any alternative explanations. And Amy says, okay, hi, do you want me to listen to you turn the car on? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And I turn the car on and it doesn't blow up. And I start driving and Amy says, okay, well, who has been in your car other than you in the past few days? And I say, no one, okay, well, I mean, actually this weekend I got my tires changed. And I start to build the narrative, you know? And I'm like, well, maybe when they put it up on that thing, they put the parking brake on for some reason, and I didn't notice when I drove it away, so I've just been like wrecking my transmission for the last 3 days. And Amy says, okay, well, do you have any like other evidence that's consistent with that hypothesis? And I say, well, actually, I mean, I drive a Honda Fit, and I've already had to fill up on gas, and it's only Wednesday, which is consistent with accelerating against a brake. But, I don't know, about 20 minutes into the conversation, I'm like, okay, Amy, but the thing is, don't you think I would have noticed if my parking brake was on for 3 days? Like, I'm a little hypervigilant. And if someone did break into my car, pull up my parking brake, and then lock my car again, what do you think, like, they were trying to convey? Is it like a threat? Like, look, I have unfettered access to your possessions. Or is it like more of a metaphor? Like, you're getting too close to the truth. You need to slow down. So about a week later, I'm in my driveway getting ready to go to work, and I've already done all the stuff I have to do. You know, I've put the day clothes on the kids, and I put the snacks in their backpacks, and I've confirmed my husband's responsibilities getting them on the bus, and I see that my hood is popped. And I am deeply freaked out. Because this is my home, and this is my hood, you know? Like, this is my engine. This is a real problem, not an imaginary one. And I go into the house and say in a very calm voice, hey, Ben, so my hood is popped right now, so I'm gonna check that out. And he's a little less indulgent than Amy is, so he just says, like, okay, great, have a good day at work. And I go to the hood thinking there's like a 2% chance that he is about to be a widower. And my plan, right, is to open the hood and examine it. And I can't open the hood because there's something preventing me from doing that. And I go to the manual, and the manual tells me that there's a secondary latch and it teaches me how to undo it. But the manual also tells me that the primary latch is right next to the latch that I have to pull to open my gas tank. And I remember that the night before I got gas, and somewhere in a frustrating series of events that ended with me yelling, "Take my money!" at the gas pump that wanted me to like insert the chip instead of scanning it, I pulled a lever and I got yelled at my car because my gas tank didn't open. Okay, so I opened the hood, I shut the hood, I turned the key in the ignition, car doesn't blow up, and I drive to work. And I feel relieved, but I also feel kind of irresponsible and irrelevant. Like, not only am I not the kind of person who opposing counsel is plotting against, but I'm the reason that Honda has a secondary latch system in place. So I get to the office, and I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I start schlepping all my stuff, getting ready for work. I've got my 2-quart Tupperware, you know? I've got my extra coat. I tug at my laptop bag and it gets snagged on something. And like at this point, a responsible person, a reasonable person, might just like get out of the car, walk over to the passenger seat, and gently lift out the laptop bag. But I am not that person. And I have a conference call in 5 minutes, so I just pull harder. And when I do, it works. The laptop bag eventually comes free, but I also see it depress the button on and raise up my parking brake. And I realize, despite all my hypervigilance, I have not seen what was staring at me in the rearview mirror. I'm the one with unfettered access to my possessions. One delivering a warning in metaphor. I need to slow down.
That was Lauren Ostberg telling her story, The Perpetrator, at NEPM's Whodunit Story Slam at the Marigold Theater in East Hampton last year. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of the Valley Voices podcasts. We have a webpage dedicated to Valley Voices. Go there to join the Valley Storytelling Community Facebook group, watch YouTube videos of a lot of great stories, and find info on our upcoming Story Slam season. Check out nepm.org/Valley Voices. See you next week for the next episode in NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts series.